All right, listen, bitch. This is your wake-up call, and you've been playing small for far too long. It is time to step into the potential and the true power that's been inside of you all along, okay? I am your host, Brandon Lynette, mindset coach, best-selling author, and your new personal cheerleader. And this is the Listen, Bitch podcast. Season 7 is all about unapologetically owning your worth, embracing the bold vision that God has for your life, and shattering every limit that's been holding you back. So if you're ready to get out of your own way, I want you to stop second guessing your dreams and start living the life you were born to live, then you're in the right place. Every week, we're going to dive deep into faith, mindset, and the hard truths that are going to help you unlock your next level. No sugarcoating. I'm not going to fluff you up. Okay. No excuses. Just real talk about stepping into your destiny as a, human being with purpose and power. It's time to stop playing nice, baby. I want you to get ready to rise up, to show up, and to make this your year. Let's go. This is Listen, Bitch, where faith meets fierce and you finally start stepping into your true potential. Oh my God, Happy New Year, you guys. I know it's been a hot minute. Obviously, my husband's been keeping track since December 11th. I haven't posted an episode, and that's okay because I had a little leveling up to do. My friend asked me the other day when we were talking about when I'm bringing the podcast back. I'm like, yeah, season 7's coming. And she's like, how do you decide the seasons? Okay. Well, it's a different level of growth. Okay. The podcast is like 2 years old. We're on season 7 because I'm not the same bitch. Okay. I'm not who I was like a month ago. I promise you that. Because what happens is life, you're in the arena. And I'm like facing new levels of growth every single day. And yeah, it's not an accident. Okay. It's intentional. I intentionally wake up and I'm like, all right, what are we going to fuck with today? How can I grow? What can I learn? And some days are full of tears and fears and sadness and woe is me. And some days are like, I'm a fucking badass and I could kill this and I could get through it. But every single time I'm coming out with a new level of growth. And we're setting some intentions this year, okay? And we're gonna talk a little bit about what is the word? What is the word? Resolutions, okay? We're gonna talk about that today because they fail. And I probably did this podcast last year around the same time, and that's okay. They fail for so many reasons, okay? And a lot of it is rooted in human behavior, in mindset and expectations, okay? Unrealistic expectations is probably the number one reason that resolutions fail. I mean, how are you doing with them? I'm going to tell you, I haven't made New Year's resolutions for a very long time, and I fucking made one. I made one because I am tired of my own stuff. Like, I wake up in the morning and the first thing I grab is my phone. I'm tired of it. I really want to set that intention of starting my day with God. So I haven't grabbed my phone. This will be day 6 when you're listening to me. I grab the Bible first and I do my reading. And you can follow in the podcast show notes because I have that schedule for you. And I've actually, I share an overview of kind of what we read. But I set that resolution, and that's the first time in a couple of years that I've actually had one. And because I know why they fail, I also know how to make them stick. Okay. So I want you to call yourself out. Are your resolutions working out for you? Are you setting unrealistic expectations? Because setting goals that are like too ambitious or unattainable immediately sets you up for failure. Okay. When they're based on lofty ideals rather than achievable steps, you're just discouraged. Like, you want to aim to lose 500 pounds, in 3 months, you're going to feel fucked up. You're going to feel overwhelming. And then you're going to feel burnt out. That's it. And then a lot of people struggle with a clear plan. A resolution without a concrete plan or strategy is like literally just a wish. And we know that there are no moves to be made when you are wishing. We got to make it happen, baby. Without breaking down the goal into smaller, manageable actions, people struggle to stay on track. You need a clear roadmap with incremental steps and deadlines. This increases your chances of success. And something that really happens is that complacency, you fail to build consistency. Sustaining a new habit requires consistency, and a lot of people start strong, of course. But motivation, we all know, is a dirty hoe, and she fades. She fades away like a lady of the night. it's not always there. When it fades, you don't have discipline. You don't have a routine to keep going. Resolutions are seen as a one-time event rather than part of like a lifestyle change, right? A lot of people struggle because they don't have the accountability. The absence of accountability is huge. When no one is holding you accountable, it's easy to slip into those old habits. Having a support system, it is like, I have a lot of friends out there in Narcotics Anonymous, and they hold each other accountable, and I see them all the time, and I admire that community. I love it because they are holding each other accountable and no one's signing off on anyone's bullshit. Right now, you're probably surrounded by people that are signing off on your bullshit, okay? I literally work at a job where I see people signing off on people's bullshit because it benefits them all the time. And it's so fucking toxic. It's so toxic. But you slip into those habits. Have a support system, whether it's a friend, a mentor, a coach, someone that's going to provide that encouragement needed, that's going to call you out, that's going to say, bitch, it's time to go. Let's do this. Accountability helps reinforce that progress. And it fosters, you know, that idea of motivation, okay? And there's an overemphasis on willpower because it isn't, willpower alone is not enough to make lasting changes. That's it. Without addressing the underlying reasons for the behavior, emotional triggers, limiting beliefs, why the fuck does Brandon grab her phone first thing in the morning? Because I, you know, have that, I guess, dopamine addiction. Like I want to see what's going on. And it's just been toxic. I get to that behavior. I'm trying to disconnect. I'm trying to avoid. I'm trying to, you know, do everything but face my shit. Okay. So find the triggering behavior, whatever the trigger is, whatever the limiting belief is, without really getting to the source of the issue. If you're like, oh, I just want to lose weight, but you don't get to the bottom of why you're big in the first place, you don't really make any forward progress. Okay. If you're an emotional eater, but you don't tackle those emotions, if you don't figure out what the fuck's going on, nothing changes. You know, real transformation, it's a mindset shift, it's new habits, and it's a deeper emotional, you know, it's spiritual for me. It's spiritual. And I am in the season of getting into that spiritual side, you know. And it's funny because I read the Bible in a year. I read it last year on a schedule. And I kept telling myself, like, I'm not going to become one of those Bible thumping Jesus freaks. Like, I'm not going to freak everybody out. But like, I am literally falling in love with this love story. I see the Bible in a different light now. Like, I'm just seeing this God who is like a parent, right? He sees us and he's so frustrated. Like he thinks he really fucked up creating us, you guys. Okay. Then he finds favor. He finds favor in Noah, and all of a sudden he finds favor in Noah and goes through generations setting things up for you to be here. So I'm like, bitch, I'm okay to be a Bible thumping Jesus freak. I really am, because I think that's where it's at. And it's working for me. So there's going to be some Bible thumping going on. Okay. Cause it's how I start my day. I'm meditating on the word. Okay. But I think that our next level of growth, it's beyond what this world can provide us. Okay. Nothing outside of yourself is ever going to be the answer. You got to do the inner work and you have to step into your royal potential. That's it. Getting back on, I digress. I got off topic. Lack of patience. Okay. People always expect that quick result, especially like in health or career or finances. And when results don't appear fast enough, everybody just gets discouraged and gives up. That's it. You're like, oh, nothing's ever going to change. But if you really want to succeed with any kind of resolution, you got to have patience. You got to have persistence and the understanding that change takes time. Everybody wants everything overnight, that microwave mentality. And then, I mean, are your resolutions really your resolutions, or is it based on external pressures, right? Because sometimes I think resolutions are kind of driven by the external influences of like societal norms, peer pressure, what other people expect from us, rather than personal desire or conviction. When goals are set based on external validation, you are going to lack the internal motivation needed to sustain them. Like, babe, this is a lesson I learned a long time ago. Okay. And if you've read my book, Once Upon a Time, Bitches, that kind of came to fruition at that point, stop doing shit for the accolades. You don't need permission from anyone. Like, you're the hero that rises up. You are main character energy. Like, this world is literally a movie, and you are the star, baby. You are the star. You don't need anything from anyone. No, don't let people put pressure or expectations on you, because that's a heavy burden and it's not meant for you to carry. Okay? You can't just keep trying to do shit for the accolades. You can't keep doing shit just to be seen, because it doesn't go anywhere. Trust me. I mean, I've been through that. I've tried. I tried to be the person that had the permission and the accolades. I played small for a long time to keep everybody comfortable. My husband is definitely a key factor in me stepping into my power, because there's not one part of me that he wants me to play small. Like, he wants me out there and stepping into my potential, and it's a gift. I just had to throw that in there. I'm very grateful for him, because it is nice to find that support where, you have someone in your life that is like, you don't need permission. Okay. Be big. It's okay if people around you get uncomfortable, and they will. That's okay. Another thing that is slipping you up, you guys, is that negative self-talk. Fear of failure. Okay. Self-doubt and fear, those are going to prevent you from even attempting resolution. So maybe you didn't even try. Maybe you were just like me, where I don't make them anymore because I just fuck up. I don't stick to it. I don't have the stick-to-itiveness. It makes it easy to give up when shit gets tough, and you could just make all the excuses in the world. But I don't want you to not set goals because you're scared, because everything's scary. Life is fucking scary. Shit's happening. There's so many unknowns, so many variables. The only guarantee we have is change and death. That's it. That's it. Nothing else is promised. You're not owed anything. So why not, like, make the most of this? Okay. We're done with the self-sabotage. We left that in last year. Okay. And I think something that keeps people from really messing up, okay, from really, like, leaning into that resolution, is that emotional disconnect from God. If I am not deeply connecting to, like, my core values or emotional needs, it's easy to let go of that. But if you have goals that resonate emotionally, have personal meaning, you're going to pursue and achieve them. Like, I am so disgusted with my phone lately, and I've made it a point to, I have set limits. No more stupid scroll shit. Okay. I do open TikTok messages from my son, though. I do that because we have a streak. Okay. We have a streak, and I've already messed it up twice, and I'm not going to do it again. So, yes. Do I do that? Yes. But it's no longer like the first thing I'm going to reach for in the morning. I am in a season of getting my ass kicked. I'm going through some shit. Okay. And everybody has their shit, right? And I'll talk more about what's going on, but it's crazy. It's a crazy season right now. I literally was asking for drugs to get through this, you guys. Yes, I'm just gonna confess. I asked for a Xanax or a Valium. I asked for anything. I said, I need something to get through this, because how the fuck am I gonna get through this? And it's so funny, because I've never taken those. I didn't know what to expect. I'm like, I need a backup so I could practice one day, and then when this day comes, I could take it and know what to expect. And it's so crazy, because I have it in my pocket. I have it, okay? And I know I'm not gonna take it. I just knew that. I knew that today. I was joking about it yesterday. Today was my practice day, and because I'm literally waking up with that intention, emotionally being grounded, and knowing that I want to start my day with God truly. Not like, hey, God, here's my three deals. Like, this is what I need help with. This is what I need you to take from me. And then, what do you want me to see today? Or who do you want me to be? And then I go straight for my phone. That's honoring him. So now it's like, literally, I get into his word and I feel his passion. I feel his love, and it makes me recognize my role as a parent better, makes me recognize my role as a spouse. It makes me recognize my role as just your mindset coach. Like, all of this is changing how I'm viewing this. And all of a sudden, I'm like, I got God. I don't think I need this stuff. It's okay. Am I scared? Fucking terrified. Is my heart rate probably going to go up a little bit? Yeah. But am I going to be okay? Absolutely. Absolutely. And everybody that I get to put my hands on is going to be okay too, because I'm bringing God first. So you've got to get connected spiritually, okay? I can't let go of this goal because it's keeping me so grounded that I'm literally just growing, even though I'm going through it. That's it. We can do hard things if we know we're not alone, you know? But the minute that you have, you know, that emotional connection, your goals are inspired. It doesn't feel like an obligation, right? It's not an obligation. I'm not obligated to have this one goal. You know, I'm not obligated to do that. I'm inspired. I'm inspired with this goal, and I'm seeing the change that it's already leaving in my life. Like, God is coming in huge, huge. I've never turned to drugs. You guys know how I feel about, you know, the medical community. I think health is a business. And I hate seeing people just, you know, melt their life away with all of these prescriptions. And do I think there's a time and a season for it? Yes. Will I maybe need it down the road? Yes. Do I need it for this? No, no. And I feel that. I feel empowered. I'm very proud of myself. But I don't know. Would I feel the same if I didn't have it? Would I feel more desperate for it? I don't know. But maybe it's just the idea that it's there is giving me a little bit of, gusto, a little bit of courage. But no, I genuinely feel that connection with God. And I want to do these things. I want to face my life. I want to grow. I want to go through scary shit so that I can talk about it later and help you through that. Okay. And what do we know about life? It's literally unpredictable. Okay. And if you are lacking the ability to adapt to changes, then your resolutions are going to fail because you're not flexible enough to adopt to unexpected circumstances. Like, shit's going to come up. What are you going to do about that? If a goal is rigid, it's not going to allow for adjustments. You have to be able to give yourself room to breathe, okay? To be a little bit pliable, malleable, something that can move and breathe and grow on its own. Like, it's going to be discouraging when challenges arise if you cannot move with it. You have to have a level of, you know, adaptability to navigate life. So we want specific goals. We want realistic goals. We want well-planned goals. We want to, you know, get close to God kind of goals. We want new habits that are, we want to be someone who's ready for that persistence, who can be patient, who can be accountable. You want to be able to overcome these setbacks because it is time to rise and claim your God-given destiny. You are literally a daughter of the King, a son of the King, infinite potential. Infinite potential, infinite purpose. You are called for such a time as this today. And there's nothing that can stop you. When you align your actions with God's will, this year, we're not just talking about setting goals. We're talking about making you an unstoppable force. It is time to step into your full potential, into your power, into your confidence, into your purpose-driven life. Into the human that God created you to be. You've got to get clear on your vision. What does God want me to do in and through me this year? What needs to happen? Everything should be a reflection of who God has called you to be, not just what you think you should accomplish, because you're more than just a fucking list of tasks and ambitions. You are a child of the King with unique purpose, okay? If anything in my daily reading has stuck with me, it is that. You know how much was orchestrated for you to be here? All of it. Your goals need to align with the higher calling, not the meat suit, not the meat suit, not the ways of the world, none of that shit. So I want you to sit down and I want you to ask God what his will is for you. If you have not done this, if you've already failed on your resolutions, if you know that you don't have the stick-to-itiveness to get going in your goals, I want you just to take a deep breath, take a step back and give yourself grace and say, okay, what is your will for me? Write down whatever vision you have. I want it to be big. I hope it's bold. I'm praying it's audacious because God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all you can ask or think of. All of it. Break it down into smart steps. Okay. Have you guys heard that? Smart steps. That big vision, it's not going to happen overnight, right? You got to make it practical. You got to make it actionable. The key to making this shit stick, break it down. Smart. Specific. That's what exactly do you want to achieve? Measurable. How will you track your progress? Achievable. What resources, what time, and what energy do you need? I have something in my hand and I just saw it in the camera. Relevant. Does this goal align with your purpose? And time bound. What's your deadline? Okay. SMART. It's an acronym. SMART. I don't know who created SMART goals, but good for them. Okay. So for every big goal, break it into small steps that you can take, or, you know, daily or weekly. Focus on the progress, not perfection. Okay. Every small victory is a step closer to getting into your purpose. You want to, you know, create systems that support your success. Any goal without like that system is a dream without a plan. And that's where you start hating and resenting the world, because you have these dreams, but you're not doing anything about it. So you want to do these things. You want to build a system around your goals, like a routine, morning routine, time block for doing your inner work, setting boundaries, prioritizing your health. It is all about consistency. 5 sit-ups a day is better than no sit-ups a day, right? Little things, just little tiny things that you could do every day. Reading one paragraph of the Bible is better than not reading the Bible at all. You're probably like, Brandon, you read like 4 or 5 chapters a day. That's a lot. Well, my mom just read 9 this morning. I thought that was a lot. One paragraph is more than a page. Just start small. Start at what fits your life to be perfect, you know? Get those self-help books. Make sure you have Once Upon a Time Bitches, and make sure you have Buck Luck Bitches, and make sure you have the vision book, okay? Put in the work. Do these things. Get a notebook. Start journaling. God doesn't call you to be perfect. He calls you to be faithful and obedient. That's consistency. This shit's going to help you show up daily. And every time you do, you're going to be reminded that you're not alone. You're not alone. Get that accountability. Get that support. Embrace grace. This is growth over perfection. Things are not always going to go according to plan, and that's okay. The journey of growth is not linear. There's always going to be setbacks. Doesn't define you. It refines you. Doesn't define you. It refines you. But what you're not changing, babe, you're choosing this, okay? It is time you declare your identity and your victory. That's it. We're not here to be passive. You're a warrior, and you have all the things. You are equipped with spiritual authority. Your words matter. Declare your success. Speak life over yourself. Speak life over your goals. Speak life over your journey. Speak life over your identity. That's it. Every day, wake up and know. Just wake up and know. Speak that life over your dreams. Invite that spiritual energy to work through you. This is your year to step fully into your potential. Set the audacious goals. Move forward with God's power behind you. You were created for greatness, and you have everything you need to make your goals stick. It is not just about achieving the goals. It's about becoming the person that you have been called to be. That's it. You guys can do this. I believe in you. I know you got this. And I know I came in strong today, and I'm super excited about that, because I did miss the podcast, you guys. I truly did miss being here. I will keep you guys posted, because I'm telling you, I'm going through it. And I hope it's just like a scary story that's gotten big in my head and it doesn't go anywhere. I hope it's just a little thing, but, you know, it's there. We are in it. Life isn't pausing so I could get my shit together. It is full force, and we're ready for that. Okay. Listen, bitch, that's a wrap for today's episode. If you're feeling fired up and ready to take your life to the next level, then don't keep it to yourself. Okay. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. And I would love to hear your thoughts. So why don't you take a quick second to leave a review and let me know how this episode hit you. Your feedback helps me reach more badass people like you. So let's keep the movement growing, okay? Remember, you were created for greatness. Keep stepping into your power, and I'll catch you on the next one. Until then, go be a badass, because the world needs the full version of who you are.